This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's big news out of the Burlington Northern and Santa Fe today. Yeah, we're talking trains here, people. BNSF Railways, the second biggest rail freight network in the country, is going to do a little experiment. Switch some of its locomotives from diesel to natural gas. Now, there is a little bit of corporate synergy going on here. BNSF happens to be owned by the train-loving oracle of Omaha himself, Warren Buffett, who, lo and behold, has made some big investments in natural gas. Be that as it may, if this experiment catches on, it could mean big profits and big changes for the railroad business, as Marketplace's David Weinberg reports.
BNSF considered using natural gas in its locomotives back in the 80s, but there's a big difference between then and now. Natural gas is way cheaper than diesel today.
Something has to take advantage of that economic arbitrage.
David Bellman is an energy consultant who points out that BNSF is doing exactly that, taking advantage of the low cost of natural gas. But the transition won't be simple. Locomotives will have to be redesigned. They will need more fuel storage and new fueling stations. All that infrastructure is going to be expensive. But according to energy expert Amy Jaffe, it's worth it for Buffett and Berkshire Hathaway.
You can make money almost overnight, even including the cost of the conversion of the vehicles.
Once the conversion is complete, BNSF trains will have to refuel less often than diesel trains. They'll be cheaper to run and pollute less.
I would expect that more than one railroad will definitely do this.
That could put the entire railroad industry on a new track. Companies like GE and Caterpillar, which are designing the new liquid natural gas locomotives, would also benefit from the conversion. And it could spread to gas suppliers.
You have some very big players. Shell has entered this market. BP is looking at this market. ConocoPhillips.
Of course, all that demand for natural gas will make the price go up. That could reduce some of its advantage over diesel. But most analysts expect natural gas to stay below the cost of diesel for quite a while. And a rise in demand, coupled with a little price increase, probably wouldn't bother Warren Buffett, who's invested billions in natural gas. In the end, he could make out like a train bandit. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.